Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I continue my conversation with Sarah Smith, prevention specialist with Prelude Behavioral Services, talking about New Year's resolutions and quitting tobacco use, and the rates of tobacco use in Washington County. This is part two of a two-part interview. To hear the first part of our conversation, go to kciiradio.com.
And is that something that happens here in Washington County? Do people under 18 smoke?
Yes, they do. So we have data from the 2014 Iowa Youth Survey, and 13.8% of kids in Washington County said that they, who were in 11th grade, said that they had smoked in the past 30 days. And actually, the number for e-cigarettes is 14.7%. So more kids are turning to e-cigarettes rather than traditional cigarettes. And that's just because of the messaging that the e-cigarette industry has been very effective, you know, using terms like vaping, where they don't think it's as dangerous. But of course, for the developing brain, any sort of nicotine exposure, which is in that e-juice, is harmful for the brain.
And that's not only for teenagers, but for everyone.
Correct, yes. So that is what people are addicted to, is the nicotine, and that is what it, you know, causes heart disease and stuff like that. So yes, that nicotine definitely is something that we want to stay away from. You know, however, there are nicotine replacement therapies to help people who are trying to quit. So those have been studied by the FDA, and they are intended to be a short-term, get through the cravings, you know, get a handle on the psychological part of the addiction, and then wean off the nicotine.
And with somebody who decides to quit using tobacco, how long does it take before they see the health benefits?
Actually, they can see health benefits in, you know, just like an hour after their last cigarette, the heart rate returns to normal. You know, there's other things like reducing the risk of heart disease that may take, you know, up to like 5 years or something like that. But that's a benefit that people can still get. That just because they have smoked for 40 years doesn't mean that they can't have benefits from quitting even 40 years later.
And you have to start somewhere.
Right, exactly. It's never too late.
And with those quit line coaches, is that an anonymous service?
So you do have to answer some questions about who you are, and that's for the general intake, but it's not like it's shared with anybody, the names of people. So, you know, I can find out how many people from Washington County have called and if they're male or female and stuff like that, but not any specific names or anything like that.
And can you remind us again how people can sign up for some of those programs?
Sure. They can call 1-800-QUIT-NOW, or they can go online to www.quitlineiowa.org. And of course, don't forget, talk to your doctor too.
That's been today's Washington Page with Sarah Smith, prevention specialist with Prelude Behavioral Services, talking about New Year's resolutions, quitting tobacco use, and the rate of tobacco use in Washington County. This is part two of a two-part interview. To hear the first part of our conversation, visit kciiradio.com. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.